The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has some of the highest rates of sexual abuse in the nation. And it is only now catching up with the established best practices for dealing with child sexual abuse. Leading this effort to help the region's victims is Bethel's Children's Advocacy Center. On the wall, next to the entrance of the center, is a hand-drawn poster of a tree. Carmen Pitka, CAC's program director, explains its significance.
So this is where you start. It's like all the roots, your history, your strengths, your like culture, traditions, your unity, acceptance, language.
The tree lays out how the center in Bethel handles child abuse in the region, using Yupik and Western practices.
And I'll use this as an example. We had a child come through the CAC who, at that time, would not talk with anyone on the MDT.
MDT stands for Multidisciplinary Team.
And we gave the elder a good 20 minutes just to sit and be alone with the child. And within that time, the child was, you know, she was able to feel more comfortable, feel more, you know, like someone cares here at the CEC for, you know, their well-being, their just who they are and where they come from.
The center is usually the first stop for a child who tells authorities that they have been abused. The center staff interviews the child and family about the abuse and helps gather evidence for authorities. The staff also helps families create safety plans on how to handle the perpetrator in the future once the family leaves the center. Now, the center has reached a major milestone.
Welcome. It's good to see everybody here.
On January 11th, it signed an agreement adding the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation to its multidisciplinary team, which already included organizations like the Tundra Women's Coalition, the Bethel Police Department, and the Alaska State Troopers Violent Offenders Unit. This agreement with the Health Corporation allows a child to be examined by a medical professional at the center. Previously, a child was taken to the hospital for the examination, which is usually not considered a best practice by the National Children's Alliance, because it can increase the child's trauma. The National Children's Alliance guides CACs and gives them accreditation. And that's what Bethel Center hopes to get in the next year or so.
National accreditation here at the CAC means that we have law enforcement, we have Office of Children's Services, we have medical, mental health. And having those four players, those four partners at the MDT table means there's better case tracking and follow through. We're able to follow up with families and updating them with the investigation process.
It can take years and a lot of collaboration with other organizations before a CAC can reach those standards. At the signing ceremony, Elder Mary Beaver praised the latest agreement.
And I want every one of you continue to help the people. But one thing that you have to remember is only encouraging and comforting is the only way that you can be trusted from the people.
Now Bethel CAC must file its application for accreditation with the National Children's Alliance. It could take a year and a half before it gets accredited. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.